fear of heaven. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe writes that everyone can have awe for Hashem by observing the tremendous bittul that the heavenly spheres have, just as a visitor to a palace is struck by the tremendous awe that overpowers mighty ministers in the presence of their king. The revered Mashpia and Lubavitch Reb Groinim would illustrate this with a story that was well known at the time. A Yiddish contractor was hired to build a fort for the Russian government. When it was completed, Tsar Nicholas came to inspect it in person and praised the Yid for his good work. 2 weeks later, the Yid received an invitation to meet the Tsar in Petersburg. Dread fell upon the poor fellow. Had they found something faulty with his work? When he arrived at the palace and showed the guards his invitation, they allowed him to enter. In the waiting room, he watched as a famous general entered the same room with trepidation, and then he too felt fearful. Soon the king's doorkeeper came out and told the general that it was his turn to enter. The general began shaking from fear, so the Yid too began to shake. Hour after hour, officers and dignitaries entered in awe, while each time the Yid sat in his place and trembled afresh. After the last of the visitors had left, the doorkeeper came out and told the Yid he could now return home in peace. Since at the time that the Tsar inspected the fort, the Yid had been too relaxed, so he had now been invited in order to see how one ought to feel when approaching the presence of the king. What is Yirah Shamayim? In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains that Yirah Shamayim is not a fear of punishment, but an awe that one should have for Hashem. The most basic fear, Yirat HaTov, which is within reach of every person, comes from a realization that Hashem is watching his every move. Just as one would not want to be seen by another person when doing something wrong, so too one will abstain from wrongdoing when he feels that Hashem always sees him. A higher form of this fear results when a person recognizes the greatness of Hashem. When one contemplates how Hashem gives life and fills the entire universe, he will be in such awe of Hashem that he will be afraid to rebel against him. A higher level of fear, Yirah Ilah, attainable only by very great people, is a recognition that Hashem creates this world every moment, and so the person has no true existence besides for him. This leads the person to feel totally naught before Hashem, and surely not transgress his orders. The Friedrich Rebbe related, in earlier times, even the simplest Yidden had a Yirah Shamayim that you could feel. Before making a bracha, they would carefully clean their hands. Once as a child, I was making a toy boat in the garden when I heard a gardener say the bracha shahakol with such feeling that I trembled. The Friedrich Rebbe added that he was not referring to profound Yirah Shamayim that grows out of a deep understanding, but rather a simple fear of heaven. This expresses itself not only in abstaining from wrong and doing good, but also in a hiddur mitzvah. Chazal say that a person should consider these 3 points and he will abstain from doing wrong. There is an eye above that sees everything he does. There is an ear that hears everything he says. And all his actions are recorded in the heavenly chronicles. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lay on his sickbed, his talmidim came to visit him. When they asked him for a bracha, he said, "Yehi ratzon that the fear of Hashem be upon you like the fear of a human being." The talmidim were surprised. "Is that it?" "Halavai, if only that," he told them. "For when a person is about to commit an aveda, he makes sure that no one will spot him. If only he would fear Hashem the same way, you would be spared from any sins." The Friedrich Rebbe once spoke of the nature of Yirah Shamayim. Once at a party, a certain baron portrayed to his fellow noblemen the awesome atmosphere in the king's palace. He described how all the servants in their various ranks stood in dread of the king. And as the baron described this in great detail, he was so overwhelmed that he fainted. When they succeeded in waking him, they asked, "Were you ever in the king's palace, and did you experience this fear?" "No," he replied, "I was never even near the palace." "How then do you know all these details?" they probed. "My brother was a guard for the king," the baron explained. The Friedrich Rebbe concluded from this experience of a man who had never seen the king that when a Yid contemplates the greatness of Hashem and his kingdom, he will be filled with awe of Hashem.